All right, welcome out to Converge Takeover. How we doing? All right. Hey, real quick, can we give a hand to the band? They did an incredible job. That rap, though, that was amazing. That was incredible. So I'm so excited that you guys are out here with us. If you don't know, my name is Ryan Elliott, and I'm the new youth pastor out here. And week in and week out, we meet on Sundays. We kick it off at 5:15, except for this Friday. We're going to be having Water Wars. Just wanted to slip that back in. This Friday, going to be Water Wars. But we're always meeting on Sundays, 5:15. And we believe with all of our hearts that every single student that walks in there, they're loved, they're valued, and they matter. And so we believe that they're called on purpose, for purpose, and with purpose. And our purpose as youth pastors, as my wife and I, is to draw that purpose out of them. And they're incredible, and they're amazing. And so I'm excited that you guys get to be here today because you get to get a little bit of a taste of what the student ministry looks like. And so if you know a student, maybe you have a student, get them out here because God's doing incredible things. And you're going to see this all day today, just story after story after story of amazing things that God has done. But there's a major theme that kind of we're doing this week is we're really kind of diving into fine arts. Has anyone ever heard of what fine arts is? If not, you're gonna hear it a lot tonight. So fine arts is really, it's a discipleship tool that helps students discover, develop, and deploy their ministry gifts. And so we believe that every single person has a gift in their life, and fine arts is an awesome avenue for them to kind of develop that out. So think Olympics, but like arts. And so there's like, you know, with the Olympics, you have all these different sports like curling, which is everyone's favorite, right? Okay, fine, it's mine. So you got curling, you got hockey, you got slopes, there's so many different categories within Olympics. And so it's exactly like that with fine arts, is there's so many different categories. And today you're gonna get to see a couple of those categories. And something that's really special about this is that everything that you've seen today, they've competed at the state level and they've been invited to go to a national level. And this is really, really, really cool. Yeah, give it up. So everything you're seeing today is they get to take this to nationals and we get to go to Ohio and it's going to be incredible. They get to perform in front of hundreds of people and it's just going to be awesome. So be praying for that because that can be scary and intimidating that God would just flow through them and do some incredible things. And so without further ado, you guys ready for some fine arts? All right, cool. So our first one is going to be Riley and she's doing a dance today called Refiner and you guys are going to love it. Here we go. Check it out.
Give it all.
Come on, keep that going. That was incredible. Wow. I got to be honest, if I tried any of that, I'm being taken out in a stretcher after service. And so that was incredible, very, very amazing. So our next presentation is going to be Ryden, and he's going to be doing a drum solo to a song called I Thank God. It's going to be awesome. You guys, check it out. Wow, wow, wow. That was incredible. Hold on one second. Okay, we're good. I thought it was on fire for a second. That was incredible. I wonder if we could like get him to record that and we could all just like put it as our cell phone rings. That would be amazing, right? So anyways, he did an incredible job. I think one of the cool things about that is he's not playing to music. There's not a metronome going one, two, three. Like that's all in his mind. And he did all that to that song. He's literally playing that while he's processing and thinking through that. And it was just done so well and so amazing. I'm really, really stoked for him. So proud of him. The next thing we're gonna be doing is, it's called a children's lesson. And this is really cool. They come together, this group came together from scratch, and they developed out an entire children's lesson, content, creative elements, the different ways that they were going to present it. They used the different props that they were going to do, and all the comedic elements that are there, like they did it, and they got got together and they spent time in prayer. God, how can we use this story to bring you glory? And I think it's so incredible, and they've done a phenomenal job. And it's actually called Fishers of Men. And does anyone know what a fisher of man is? You will in a minute. And so they're like, I don't know. I didn't know there was a test. Anyways, it's incredible. It's going to be awesome. You guys are really going to enjoy it. It's been really, really, really fun to watch. And they've poured so much time, effort, and energy into this. And I think you're really, really, really going to going to like it. And so I think the kids are going to love it as well. And so do you guys know what Fishers of Men are? No? Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear afterwards. Okay, awesome. And so anyways, there's three of them that are going to be doing this, and it's like the Riley family. It's so awesome, and so not the Riley family, but the Full Daisy family. Sorry, my bad. There's a lot going on. So, anyways, it's going to be really, really, really cool. I'm excited about it. And so, have you guys enjoyed the presentation so far? I've seen this a number of times now, and every single time, I got to be honest, I'm blown away. And it just gets better and better and better every single time. And so I'm really, really, really excited about that. So real quick, let's see. Who loved the dance? Who was like, that was my thing? All right, yeah. What about the drum solo? Like, I love drums. Who loves drums? I was going to bring a little rope around and cut a hole in it and like have a little drum solo up here, and I was going to try to do it, but I think that I would have gotten booed off the stage. I can play the guitar, but I definitely cannot play the drums. And so, but anyways, okay, so I want to ask you guys a favor. So we're going to be going to Nationals this week, and that can be really hard. And so can you guys make me a promise really quick that throughout this week that you're going to be praying for each one of our team that's going to be going? Pray for each one of the different elements. So you guys saw the dance just now, right? Some of you guys really love that. You saw the drums just now. Some of you guys really love that. And there's a couple more acts that you're going to see. But I wonder if you guys, could you guys promise us this week that throughout the week as you're thinking about it, that you just spend some time praying? It doesn't have to be anything long, but just God help them. God be with them. Help them to remember the routines. Be with them. Anoint them to do that and empower them to do that. And that would just be incredible. It would make a huge difference because it can be very scary to do that. And but I think that as we're joining together in prayer, God will do some amazing things through it. And so they're ready. I'm going to jump off stage because this is way better than me talking. All right, so you guys are incredible. Pray for us, and here we go.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me.
Come
and follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Matthew 4:19.
Fishers, what are we fishing for?
For men? Like, hook them on a line and pull them out of the water?
Well, that's not what it means.
If it's not that, then what does it mean?
Well, we'd have to go way back in time, to a land far, far away, when Jesus was on earth.
Ooh, story time? I love story time. Come on, let's all lean in and listen.
A long time ago, in a land far, far away.
Oh, a fairy tale? I love fairy tales.
No, not a fairy tale, silly. It's a Bible story. Fairy tales are made up, but a Bible story is true. It really happened.
Okay, let's get back to the story.
So a long time ago, in a land far, far away, there was a man named Jesus. Well, he really wasn't just a man. He was God's son. He came to the earth to give everyone a way to know God and be with him. Jesus was walking along the shore one day when he saw some men out in a boat. He called to them and said,
"Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
Me? He wants me to do what? Be fishers of men? That sounds good. I think I'll follow him.
Now, that sounds a little weird. Do you think they knew what he meant?
Do you think they grabbed their nets and started catching people?
No. That's not what they did. I can explain if we get back to the story in Matthew 4:19.
Come and follow me,
Jesus said,
and I will send you out to fish for people.
In Matthew 4:20, it says that when Jesus called out to the men, they got out of the boat immediately and started following Jesus. In fact, they followed Jesus for the rest of their lives. they would truly become fishers of men.
Oh, so they did grab their nets and start catching people. Is that what Jesus wants us to do? Because I think I'd be pretty good at it.
Jesus didn't want them to use their nets to catch people. You see, just like you put things on the end of your fishing line to attract fish, God wants us to attract people.
Oh, like me being attractive. Or you needing deodorant. Or like her perfume. Or his cool shoes.
No, we could be like Jesus was and how he taught his disciples to be.
Oh, his disciples are the people that Jesus called out of the boat to be fishers of men.
We can share about Jesus.
We can attract people with love, joy, peace, patience, and understanding.
We can help others to come to know him.
That's how we fish for people.
We put down our fishing poles and pick up our Bibles.
We share about Jesus and act like him so others see Jesus in us.
So put on things that attract others to Jesus, like love and joy. Let's say the Bible verse one more time. Say it with us.
Come and follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Matthew 4:19. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we absolutely love celebrating with them their decisions that they've made. But one of the other really, really, really cool things that we don't often get the opportunity to do is hear from them, word of their mouth, not just like secondhand, but hear directly from them. And so today we're gonna do something really special. We wanted to bring some students onto the stage and have them have the opportunity to tell you personally what it is that God's been doing in their life and how he has changed their life and how Outfocus Church has been a part of the process of seeing their lives be deeply impacted. And so Pastor Shalee is going to come up, and she has some questions prepared for them. And some of them, they don't know what the questions are. So it's going to be, this is going to be real. This is raw. And so you guys give it up for them as they talk about their stories.
Awesome. Yeah, give it up for these guys. So in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, it says, this is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. When the time comes, I will pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women both, and they'll prophesy. And so we never want to count out what these young people have to say. We always want to be listening to them. And Pastor Ryan and I have worked with the Next Generation for over 25 years, and I will tell you that some of the best conversations I have are with teenagers. And I learn so much from them. I grow so much from them. And God really does amazing things in teenagers' lives. And so I wanted you to get to just hear a little bit of what I get to hear all the time. And so we want to start out, and we're just going to let them introduce themselves to you. They're going to tell you their name. They're going to tell you how long they've known God and something a little bit special about them. So let's start right here.
Hi, I'm Riley, and I've known God my whole life. And something cool is I have 4 brothers and no sisters.
lots of boys in the family.
Hi, I'm Radley, and I've known God all my life, and I'm the youngest of 5.
Yeah, he's a PK. These two over here, so they've gotten to know God. They've got to be in church their whole life. Go ahead.
I'm Emma. I've known God my whole life, and I've been going to this church for 12 years now.
Hi, I'm Ryden. I've known God my whole life. I'm also a PK. She sometimes doesn't want to admit it, but you know, I'm also there.
You are.
Something fun about me, I haven't really told this to anyone, and this is like a pretty like secret thing, but I play the drums. It's crazy.
My name's Caleb. The first time I've been to church was Easter of this year, and I'm the youngest of 2 brothers.
So cool.
I'm Jameson. I've known God for 3.5 years, and I'm the oldest of 2 brothers.
Maybe that one next to him.
I'm Noah, and I've been going to church for almost 3 years, and I've known God for about 2 years, I'd say. And I'm not American.
Mm.
My name's Katie. I've been going to Focus for about 2.5 years, maybe a little bit more. And a cool fact about me is I can speak 3 languages fluently.
That's so cool. So Katie does, what languages do you speak, Katie?
I can speak Latvian, Russian, and English.
So I'm going to make her do something. She's going to greet us all in Russian because I just think it's super cool. Say hello, everyone. I'm glad you're here.
Привет все. I'm...
It's been a little bit, huh?
Это приятно вас видеть.
And her brother's helping
it's,
her
it's
out.
It's a little bit bad because I haven't spoken it in a few
really
years,
often.
But
yeah.
Like when somebody talks to me, I understand it.
That's so cool. It's so awesome to have these guys. We are so glad these guys are here, and we don't have a ton of time, so I just want to dive right in, and I want them to answer this question for us. How do you know God is real? Because these teenagers, they have met God, and a lot, they know about him. So tell us, how do you know God is real?
Okay.
Noah's going. Way to step out, Noah.
I know God's real because if he wasn't, I don't know if I'd be here right now.
That's absolutely. That's so cool. I love that about you, Noah. Go ahead, Rad.
I know God's real because I've seen his power and his impact and people's lives around me and my own life. Just the things he's done.
That's cool. Good to see God do things.
I know God is real, not just because I've seen miracles and I've been around changes in people's lives that never would have happened without him, but I've also felt him in my own life, and like he's really worked in me, and I felt that before.
That's so cool. I love that. So you go, God is real, and so some of you guys, I would like for you to tell us, how did you get to know God? What's your story look like? So somebody want to share their story? I'm calling out J-Mo. Like, J-Mo, answer the question. And then I'm going to make his brother go because he, like, had the mic. There's, like, 3 mics going at him. They're like, everybody, Jameson's good at this. Share the story. Go ahead, J-Mo.
So. So I didn't grow up in a religious family. I was an atheist for most of my life. But around 3.5 years ago, I was just on YouTube and I saw a video explaining Jesus and the gospel and how God is real, and I started crying, and then I just gave my life to Jesus that night in my room.
So cool. I think his story's so awesome. Yeah, just in his room. Yeah, clap. That is awesome. Not all social media is bad. There are some good things out there. So Caleb, you want to tell us about your story? You had the mic next, so go ahead.
Well, I also grew up in a not very religious family.
The same family, FYI.
And yeah, and so my first time I've ever been to church was Easter of this year. My brother, what's his name? J-Mo.
That's me.
He'd always be pestering me, come to church, come to youth group. And then I would always have an excuse for it. I would always be doing something with football or just whatever. But then I went on Easter, and then Pastor Ferg, He after the service, he came up and then he prayed for me and then prayed with me. And then that kind of opened my eyes a little bit. And then I started going to youth group and I started going to church more. And I really didn't fully believe until about a month ago. And it's just every single time I would come to church, a doubt that I had, it would always be answered by whatever the message was. And then I had a talk with my brother about like the rest of the doubts that I have, and then he would answer them. And then I talked to the pastors and I got baptized yesterday.
So cool, yeah. That's so awesome. I love that. I love that we can see God changing lives. Anybody else want to share before? I don't want to cut anybody off if you have a story you want to share. So tell us something that God has been doing in your life. Can somebody want to share about something God's been doing in your life? How he's been changing you? You're looking at me. You want to go, Katie? No? Yes? No? I'm not sure. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
I grew up in a different country, and I just got adopted, like, almost 3 years ago here in America. Ever since I've been coming here, our parents have always had us go to church every single Sunday. Used to be every single Friday as well until I got moved.
To Sunday, yeah.
but we would come all the time, and like I would believe in God, and then I would not believe in God. I would believe and not believe. It would be like the ups and downs, going high and low. And so about 2 weeks ago, we went to camp, and I wasn't praying to God to like hear anything from him or like anything about God wanting to like move in me. And a guy that I did not know came up to me, and he was like, hey, can I pray for you? And I was like, yeah, go ahead, sure. And he just like spoke right to me through God. It was something I really needed to hear for 11 years, and I haven't been able to hear that. And like, it really like moved me. I started bawling my eyes out, and I was just really touched, and now I've been moving forward and gonna take the next step with it and
that's so awesome, be closer. Yeah, I love that story. I love that God is speaking to our teenagers, and he does that often. He doesn't just do that through people, but he also does that through his word. And all these teenagers up here are reading the Bible. It's just really cool to see them doing that. And a lot of them are on their Bible apps, or they have physical Bibles. And I get the privilege of being on the Bible app with a lot of them, and I get to see like, oh, hey, this person's posting a scripture. They're reading this devotional. And so can you guys share, what are you guys reading in the Bible right now? And tell us, like, hey, what's happening? And we're just going to start right here, because every one of them has a story for this. So tell us what you're reading in the Bible and what God's speaking to you through it.
In the Bible, I'm reading a bunch of stories about miracles that have happened. And that's just really cool, because they couldn't have happened without through God, basically.
So cool.
Recently I've been reading things like Timothy's and Philippians, and like just a lot of stuff Paul wrote.
That's cool. See what Paul's doing.
I'm reading a lot of Bible plans on anxiety, because I have a problem with that, and I'm becoming a senior next year, so a lot is going through my mind, and it's just helping me have a peace in my heart and just trust that everything's going to be good.
I'm currently reading through Acts, and I'm like reading through the journey of Paul, who used to persecute Christians, but then he started telling people about Jesus and, you know, making Christians and planting churches, and he became like one of the first like apostles.
Awesome.
I just started recently, so I started with Genesis, learning about creation and everything, but I was told I should have started with the Gospels.
So he's going to go there. That's so awesome. I love that. Sometimes you just want to start at the beginning, though. So I get that with you. But he's going to jump over to Matthew. So that's so cool.
I'm doing this plan on spiritual gifts. So I've been reading 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. And God's been speaking to me that, like, you can do all the signs and wonders in the world, but if you don't love others first, it all means nothing.
Awesome.
I actually just started journaling, so, and thanks to my mom.
That's so cool.
And so I started off with four books. I forgot the fourth one, and I forgot to look it up earlier, but Genesis, Proverbs, and Psalms, but I forgot the fourth one. But yeah, it just...
Mom's yelling out Matthew. He's going Matthew. That's
thanks,
so cool.
Mom. And so it just helps me dive in more and just get to know God more. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm reading a yearly plan right now. Me and Riley do the same thing. We read the yearly plan. I'm in Matthew right now in that.
That's so cool. So as she's saying, she's using reading a yearly plan. That's a plan that takes you clear through the Bible in 1 year. And it's really cool that we have teenagers that are diving into God's word. And maybe as an adult out there, you're like, hey, I don't even do that every day. But these teenagers, like, daily are in the word of God, learning and growing. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. So if you don't have the Bible app on your phone, or you don't have a physical Bible, ask at our connection table. They can help you get hooked up with that and take you to a plans that will help you learn and grow. And always, Pastor Ryan, in his sermons, or whoever's speaking up here, can tell you, hey, this is the verse that we want you to read. Get on the Bible app and read, just like these kids, because it definitely helps them grow and learn. And we are privileged to get to have a lot of teenagers that are really diving into God's word. So these teenagers have been going to Converge. They come on Sunday mornings. They come on Saturday nights. A lot of them are here at a lot of the services. But can you guys tell us, why should somebody come to Converge? Jane was grabbing the mic. Awesome. I keep hitting the button.
It's a really fun way to learn about God, and we do like small groups, and it's a great way to like connect with people your age.
So awesome, yeah. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Yeah, building off what he said, it's like a really great place to find other like Christ followers around our age that have similar life experiences to us that we can really just connect to and share life with. And then it's just super nice to be with other teenagers and then have leaders with us that have also been teenagers before, believe it or not, that can really connect with us and show us like what we need to do in life.
Well, they already said what I was going to say, but Culver's too.
But Culver's too. So if you come to youth group, we go out to Culver's afterwards. And I do think Culver's is a fun time, but man, a lot of really cool God conversations happen at Culver's. In case you haven't been there, you might should just check it out. Go hang out at Culver's, even with us on Sunday nights. So all these kids are in their Bible, they're reading, but they also, a lot of them have scriptures that are their life scriptures. And some of these life scriptures could become your life scriptures. So I wanted them to share with us your life verse. So go ahead, Riley.
Mine is, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
Awesome. So good.
Well, I see that my sister stole mine.
So his is also Jeremiah 29:11. It might have helped that that is what was in their nursery when they were young. That was the verse we prayed over them. So
Mark 8:36. For what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?
Yeah.
Mine is 1 Corinthians 5:16, which is just rejoice always.
That's a good one to have.
I don't have mine memorized, but it's in Acts, and the gist of it is Jesus says that it is more blessed to give than receive.
Oh, look, his brother is totally helping him out. I love that.
In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words that Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
That's so good. I love that.
Mine is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new creation. The old life is gone. A new life has begun.
Mine also just happens to be Jeremiah 29:11.
It's good.
Mine is Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
Very cool. So they're in the Word, they're learning and they're growing, but they don't do that alone because at Focus Church, we have people and family and people around us, and we encourage them to get to know people. And so I want them just to tell, here at the very end, tell us about adults in your life that have impacted you here at Focus and helped you learn to grow closer to God.
I'm going to say something before somebody else steals it
from
me.
Okay, I was going to say, they like to steal each other.
They were seeing that, doing that yet.
Katie's like, I'm going first.
So my person is Andrea Macy. She's sitting right there. She's just been there for me and my sister a lot of the time of our like journey here. First, she thought we were like not the best kids ever, and she was like scared to talk to us. But then when she started coming to youth group and getting to know us, she's always just been there for us with open arms, no matter what has happened in our lives, knowing what has happened and still has been there to support us and to be with us through it all.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Fergie Frog Ferguson.
For those of you who don't know, he was our youth pastor before, so he did impact a lot of these kids' lives, and he made a difference. So very cool. No. God's called him to a different ministry.
He's just always there for you, and he knows when something's wrong, and he'll just talk to you. He'll pray for you. He'll pray with you. So, yeah.
I actually have two, Kiefer sitting right there, and Dustin, I think he's in the back still, or I don't know where he is, but those are just two amazing guys that I love spending time with. They're super helpful, and they're always like ready to like learn stuff and help out at youth, but also they're just great mentors. Wow, I know how to speak, guys, trust me. They're just amazing mentors who just have been able to share a lot of their life experience, and it's just been really helpful.
Someone who's impacted my life is Mandy. She's always been there, and she's like cared about every single part of my life, like whether it's like in church or other things. It's just so awesome to have her always be there for me, and I can always talk to her.
Some people are the
my old small group leaders, Josh and Shalisa Wood, who were always, they're always great to talk to, and if you had any questions, you could ask them, and it was great.
They're really amazing people, and they're sitting in the back row. You should talk to them.
God's moving them on, but they really did impact these boys' lives. So if you haven't been to Converge or you're an adult, you might not be able to come every Sunday night like a lot of our adults do. They are there and they're going, but you can pray for them and you can pray for our teens. And you can see that we truly are a family here at Focus, and that these kids have a family that they can count on and really just have... All of these teens have people that pour into their lives that help them grow closer to God. And I hope you were inspired today by them just to see, like, hey, be in the Word of God, get to know each other. And you might not be able to touch a teen's life, but maybe it's an adult that you're supposed to reach out to and talk to and be with. And so just like these teens have invited each other, they've been around, we want you to do the same thing and become family here at Focus. So we have another cool thing for you to do. So let's get on with our service.
All right, let's give it up for them really quick. It never, ever, ever gets old hearing stories, and it's so cool to hear that. So just a side note again, I want to reiterate, don't ever downplay like the nudges that God has placed inside of you or inspires in the middle of those moments, because you never know what he wants to do. And so I had some people after the first service say, hey, man, I really feel like man, we need to be involved and get involved, and their stories inspired me to be there. I don't have all of the answers, but I can listen. And I think that's really important, is you're not going to have all the answers, but you can listen and you can be there. And that's super, super important. I think it was really cool is that a lot of the people that were talking, that the names that were brought up, they're not pastors. They're just people that say, hey, God, I can listen and I can respond and I can be there and I can listen and I can be involved and pour into their lives. And that's what God wants, is people looking for people who are just available. And so anyways, stories were incredible. Stories are awesome. And we love hearing that. And so this next part is actually human video. And human video is a story to music. And these guys have been working so hard on this. I'm really excited for you guys to check it out. It's called Eutychus, and their group name is In Focus. You guys check it out.
He is the God who made the world and everything in it. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need. From the trees and the flowers, to the birds flying through the sky, to the fish in the sea and every creature that roams the earth, God, who created the earth, created you and gives purpose to your life.
Maybe there's a purpose in my life. Have you heard of this man named Jesus?
You don't actually believe in that Jesus guy, do you?
Look inside of me and see that I am not afraid to walk inside the void like a kid inside a cave. Discovering the patterns of my soul and where it's been. I've been mapping many caverns, but it still feels like a maze. I know I'm made of clay that's worn, guided by a perfect form. But I will trust the artist molding me.
Mom, Dad, I heard this man named Paul on the street talking about a savior. He said that we could have supper with him and learn more about him.
You don't really believe that a savior came, do you?
We have way too much to do.
Look inside my heart and find a perilous ravine. Carved within the beauty, the darkness in between. Standing in the
Hi, I'm Paul, the Lord's servant. We are so glad you made it. Welcome to the Lord's Supper.
I'm Eutychus. I can't wait to hear more about this man named Jesus.
We know it's getting crowded, but you could have a seat there in the window.
In our room's growing dim, illuminated from within, the pole of tensions and
I used to be called Saul. I was a persecutor of the way. I drug both men and women from their homes. I would throw them into prison or stone them. As I approached Damascus one day, suddenly a light shone from heaven. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I was blinded, but Jesus had spoken to me, and Ananias prayed for me. I could again see. God chose me to share the good news with everyone that Jesus was indeed the Messiah and will return to judge the living and the dead.
Early days and sleepless nights, death and resurrection life. My body is a sacred note, sung between the flesh and hope. My dirt transformed within a breath, before I took a single step. I'm looking forward to the day when life can grow without decay. Humanity's all alone, Jesus Christ is on the throne. His hidden mirrors expose the mess, the selfish turns to selflessness. Haunted by a darker side, transcends to walking in the light. Slowly I'm recovering, beauty I've discovered.
But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. A crown of thorns was put on his head. They mocked, but truly he was the King of the Jews. He was hung on a cross. Nails were driven into his hands and feet. He died, but on the third day he came to life. And I command life into you. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Watch me come to life.
What a powerful message of life change, the power of Jesus. And we've been talking all morning about how God can change your life, and it's not too late for you. There is hope found in Jesus, and today we want to give you the opportunity to receive that hope. You may say, Pastor, what do I got to do to have my life changed? Well, you simply need to make a decision to have a conversation with God. You see, there's two parts to this. One, we talk to God, we call it prayer, and in this prayer we say, I'm sorry. We say, God, I want you to be the leader of my life. The second part is that you're not supposed to follow Jesus alone. You're supposed to be a part of a family, and that's why we get water baptized, to let everyone else already know that I've asked Jesus to be the leader of my life. And we celebrated with many people this weekend who said yes to God, who showed us, who said we're part of the family, we're following Jesus together as they got water baptized. But right now, we're going to talk about that first part, that conversation we have with God, that prayer where we say yes to God. And I want to give you the opportunity to be able to pray that prayer, to make that decision here today, to say yes to God. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray a prayer in bite-sized pieces out loud. And I'm going to invite you to pray this prayer repeating after me out loud as well. The Bible says that we believe in our heart and we say it with our mouth. And that's how we are saved. But don't worry, you're not praying alone today, because we're asking the entire Focus family to pray this prayer with us. You see, no one prays alone at Focus Church. You see, this is the most important thing we do here. We are focused on helping people find God's place in their life. And so right now, I'm going to invite everyone, let's pray this prayer together. Say, dear God, I'm sorry for the sin of my life. I need you. I believe you love me so much. You sent your son, Jesus, to pay the price for me. I want to live for you, with you in charge. Give me hope. Give me freedom. Bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.